Now, let's go to cycling. The Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra 555 race got underway very early yesterday, and it went on into the small hours of this morning. A great success, the seventh edition of this competition. There was the 555-kilometre route and competition, and there was also a shorter, although it's not short, 333-kilometre competition as well. Well, delighted to say race director Sean McFadden joins us on the line. I think he has managed to get a little bit of sleep. It's been a long event for him as well, being involved. Sean, well, first of all, a very good event, and weather conditions can play their part in events like this. And thankfully, the weather was pretty good. So all round, everybody delighted with the way things went.
Yes, there, Chris. Yeah, all round it went very well. But unfortunately, we still have one guy on the course yet, so we're still not finished yet. We haven't pulled the curtain on the seventh edition of the 555. But all of that, it was a brilliant event. The weather was perfect. We've had great battles all the way down the field between teams, individual categories, and unsupported categories. So it was really, really well. You know, we've done nearly 50 hours now with non-sleep, waiting for people to come and getting into the car and getting a bit of heat into the bones and then getting back out again. So I'm a bit hoarse and a bit tired, but we're nearly there. He's in Balbuffet, and we're going to make our way back to the ramp now to take in our last competitor.
Well, just I suppose firstly, update us on the main events and who was first home in the various disciplines.
Yeah, well, the 555, I suppose, is the main event. It was always the main event, and this year we introduced the 333. But a guy from Killarney, or Kerry, a guy called Jerry McCarthy, was fourth last year, come this year to try and win it, and he did. He did a time of 19 hours and 8 minutes. And then it was followed by a young guy from Emmyvale, a guy called Michael Flood, who was 20 hours, 41 minutes. And then a guy called Andrew McKnife was 21:25. And that was in the 555. So it was a really good battle there between like, number two and number three, you know. And in the women's category, we had Cecilia. She was our only competitor, but she finished it in 28 hours, 21 minutes. So that was an amazing achievement for this woman to compete that. You know, I know it probably was a bit tough on her because, you know, there was nobody chasing her and she had nobody to chase, but mentally and physically, to cycle 555 kilometres was amazing. You know what I'm saying? Moved on to the two-person team of the 555 was Chicano Gap. They got a time of 17:41. And then the big battle of the day was local Derby. As you know, these guys, Kevin Hogan, Sean McDade, Mark Hunter and Troy Hegarty, the local guys, were battling in the four-person team, and they took the victory in a time of 17 hours 06. So we're delighted to see the guys taking the victory because they've been here for many years and they've always come short, but today they've come away with the gold. So, yeah.
And just to put it in perspective, Sean, you know, 555 kilometres, it's hard for people to sort of grasp how long that is. And when you think this was all contained within Donegal, you know, I was doing using a Google Maps tool, and when you put in 555 kilometres from Letterkenny, this is the equivalent to going from Letterkenny to the other side of Birmingham. You know, that just shows the distance that's involved. And, you know, people, this is a mammoth event.
It is. It's a mammoth event. But think about this, like, you know, that doesn't sound easy, but it's the terrain. Like, we've had boys from Thailand, Canada, and they've raced all over the world, and we've heard this more times than enough. They've never done anything as tough. And even today with Joe Barr, and as everybody knows, Joe Barr and Bill, they've raced all over the world. And Joe was crewing today for the guy that was doing it. I forget his name now. He's just left me. But he was crewing for Andy. It was not Andy. I can't remember anyway. But Joe said, it's been the toughest. And he forgets how tough it was because Joe has done it himself, you know. So it's brutal. It's like 7,000 metres of climbing over 555 kilometres. And it's just, like, it's just down and up, down and up. And you can't enjoy the down because as soon as you're down, you're up, you're back up again. And if you try to slow down, going down the downs, then you're eating into your time. So you want to get down as fast as you can before you're down, you're back up again. So it's just like, it just never ends, you know?
Incredibly testing. And I take it, you know, when everybody gets over the line, the sense of relief, satisfaction, achievement, you know, people are on such a high afterwards.
Oh, they're buzzing. The crowd that has been around the ramp like 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, it's been unbelievable. People have come out, and like I'm going to say, there was like at least 100 people there today around the ramp early mornings. You know, it was amazing. You know, and the high that they get from it, and I know you're putting your body through this pain and torture, but it's just that release, that good feeling you get from it, and it's no more playing football or playing golf or playing snooker or fishing. If you're a cyclist, you're a cyclist, and you want to test your body to the limit, you know. And we introduced this year a new addition to the race. It was called the 333 because we thought the 555 was just a little bit difficult for people. So we kind of gave it a stepping stone to the 555. And it was amazing. Like our record holder, Lorraine Mullarkey, is a very good friend of ours in Dubai. She called me, she said, a blistering time under 12 hours. You know, she went like 11:49. And then young Alison Higgins, a very famous name around like the athletic club around Donegal of Joe Higgins and the Rileys that have set blistering times over the 400 metres. So Joe's daughter Alison set a time of 12:23. And then our own local triathlon club, Fun Begley, today stepped up the mark and she did a time of 16 hours and 19 minutes. But I suppose the blue ribbon of the day was the against the young boys, the Mark McGinley, the Mitchell McLaughlin, and then there was a guy called Mark Prentival in the 333. Mark signed up pretty early. Ronan McLaughlin was supposed to step up to the mark, but unfortunately Ronan had family issues. So Mitchell was going to crew for Ronan, and he seen the opportunity to have a go, and he stepped up to the mark. And Mark and Mitchell, they went like it was like toe to toe. It was like Mike Tyson against Frank Bruno. It was like it was unbelievable. But unfortunately, Mark has come out on top. Mark was like 9 hours 58 minutes, so breaking 10 hours on that course. It just put us into perspective. He averaged like 35 kilometres an hour. 35 kilometres an hour with 4,000 metres of climbing. Incredible. Mitchell McLaughlin was 10 hours and 2 minutes, and Mark Prentival was 11 hours and 36 minutes. It's been a real success, you know, the feedback we've got and you know, all the messages that we've got. I don't think we could have done any better. You know, myself and Eugene will sit down over the next couple of weeks and we'll talk about it for next year, and entries will be open, and hopefully like this year we've sold out very fast, so hopefully next year will be the same.
Yeah, and again, just to put it in perspective, 333 kilometres is roughly the distance between Letterkenny and Dundee, or nearly Letterkenny, yeah, to Liverpool. So, you know, that just, yeah, it's incredible.
And Sean, it is, you know, I mean,
you know, it's worth pointing out, you know, these, you know, I suppose you can say ultra endurance events, they've become more and more popular, and Donegal certainly has got itself on the map, hasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, I mean, there's so many ultra races this year. Like, I took part myself in an ultra race there earlier on because it suited me, because it wasn't clashing with anything else. But it was the M2M Jason Black one. It was like missing the mile. But there's so many now, and I think this year we're going to try and come together, all the ultra races together, and maybe have a national jersey. Jason was talking about that early in the year. So there's so many ultra races getting going, and it will be amazing if we could do that, you know. So yeah, it's just like some people don't like racing in a bunch, and they don't like taking a racing license, you know, and it kind of scares them away. Where with ultra cycling, you and your bike, you know, you start the race and you have to try and finish it yourself, and it's you against the clock. So yeah, it's getting very, very popular, you know. So it's a very good success. So we're going to make our way to the ramp now and get this closed and get Francie Cleary back to the ramp. He started this morning. He was the first man away, and he's going to be the last man across the line to close the bring the curtain down on the 555.
And finally, Sean, just, you know, a big thanks to obviously sponsors, everybody who's got involved, but you know, the support teams and the people en route. There's a lot of people involved in making an event like this actually work.
Chris, I don't know where to start. You know, I mean, it's just, as you know, we had 170 people today to marshal that, to do it all. It's like, I don't know where to start, but like, you know, we're based in the Mount Garrigal with Terry McAnuffer. There's no way that we could not do this race without Terry's help and that car park out there and the staff of the Mount Eagle. It just wouldn't be possible. There's nowhere in Letterkenny would be big enough to do this for us. And we've been there from nearly day one. You know, there was one year we had to move because Terry was, like, there were so many weddings there and we just couldn't get into the car park. But we've managed to, you know, be there since. So the support, the families, the crews, everybody out there today, it was incredible to see everybody there hugging, crying, you know, laughing, opening bottles of champagne, doing it for charities. It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. It's a credit to the county to see it so beautiful today when the sun was shining. It was like amazing, absolutely amazing. And the memories that some people's going away with, looking at all them beaches and all them, you know, the guy from Canada, he couldn't believe the scenery. It was incredible. So we're blessed to have a county like across the mountain. Blessed.
So the 7th edition comes to a close, and no doubt preparations for the 8th will get underway in not that long a period of time.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, there's no reason why not. You know, and I suppose Cycling Ireland this year, as normal, we need to let people know it's under the cycling banner of Cycling Ireland, and only for them we wouldn't be able to do it because, you know, races have been cancelled in the area because of just insurance. But the nature of the 555, it's an individual time trial, so it's a little bit easier to organise for us and for Cycling Ireland to take it on board. But yeah, entries will open. Stay tuned. Look out for the Instagram page. Look out for the Facebook page and look out for all them videos that you're tagged in and pictures. And there's hundreds of them out there. You know, I think we've just took over Instagram and Facebook for the last 2 days. It's just there's photographs and videos everywhere.